It is an army. It is a movement, and for some, it is a lifestyle. You can call it what you want, but KISS fans call it rock and roll, and they want to do it all night and every day. And I am right there with them. Are you kidding me? This is like some of my favorite stuff. It takes me back. Here's the problem. In the age of COVID, it is tough to rock and roll all night and party every day safely. And the KISS concert tour has really found that out the hard way. Franz Stuber, who for more than 20 years has been the guitar technician for KISS frontman Paul Stanley, he died of COVID back on October 17th. He's a really skilled guy. He could play every one of those instruments. He handles all the guitars, tunes them, knows everything about them. But he got COVID and he died. And now there is a war that is brewing between the roadies and the band as to who is to blame for his death. The roadies are claiming that the COVID protocols on the tour were lax and that those who got the virus were just dumped in hotels and left there. Mr. Stuber died in a hotel room just 2 days after quarantining in Detroit. Paul Stanley tweeted his love and his respect for his friend, Mr. Stuber. But the band effectively is really singing a different tune on this one. They're saying that some of the members of the road crew were not following the rules. And there were a lot of rules, they said. Back now, criminal defense attorney Randy Zellin. And also joining us is entertainment attorney Dominic Romano, who is the managing partner of Romano Law. Thank you to both of you. Dominic, I'm going to start with you because entertainment's your thing. I just know it as a customer. I love those concerts. I love the craziness, you know, the yelling and the all that. But I know in COVID, you got to do things differently. The problem is it's a little like the fog of war. How on earth would they ever be able to prove sort of a direct causation if there is this real finger-pointing going on?
No, that's exactly right, Ashley. I think Randy was right when he was talking about the previous case and the previous segment on the Rust set. There you have obvious signs of arguable negligence, right? You have an armorer who's only working on her second film. You have crew shooting up cans on the side. All kinds of reports, 16-hour days to save money being put up in hotel rooms an hour away in each direction. Here, you have 70 crew members. Not all of them are speaking out. As I understand it on the reports that I've seen, there's only like four or five that are speaking out. 70 crew members, they were all, as I understand it, required to get vaccinated. They have to show vaccination cards. They were required to be masked. And they were required to quarantine if they showed symptoms. There was testing. If anyone showed symptoms, they were tested. So I think whoever's going to try, if someone is going to try a negligence suit here, they're going to have exactly what you said, Ashley, a causation challenge. Very different from the other example.
I figure as much. I mean, listen, the accusations, Randy Zellin, are really intense. And I've always sort of felt like roadies and bands are kind of, they're one. I mean, they're backstage together, they party together. If you're a roadie, it's a life that you love because you love that music and they love you back. They can't do what they do without you. So to see this dichotomy, really, it kind of breaks my heart, especially as a KISS fan. Let me just say what KISS had to say about this, because they put out a statement. They said, "We're profoundly heartbroken at the loss of Francis. He was a friend and colleague of 20 years. There's no way to replace him. Millions of people have lost someone special to this horrific virus, and we encourage everyone to get vaccinated. Please protect yourself and your loved ones." They said that to Rolling Stone. But some of the roadies were saying, "Are you kidding me? I mean, we've been frustrated for weeks. And by the time Fran died, I thought, you have to be effing kidding me." I mean, they were really angry. But the band says the roadies weren't doing what they were supposed to do either. They said that they weren't always getting the tests that they were supposed to get. They said that they were faking vax cards at times. And Randy, they also said that they would say that their illness or what they were feeling was nothing and ended up being COVID. So they were saying they were faking their illnesses, too. That's got to count for something.
I will return the favor to my old friend Dominic. When we look at our last segment, the Rust case, and we can all spruce up and I've been practicing my Latin. There's a Latin term called res ipsa loquitur, which means something doesn't happen in the absence of negligence. Like if an airplane engine fell through the roof of my home, there's no way an engine falls off of a plane unless someone is negligent. Someone doesn't die on the set of on a movie set because there's a live bullet in a gun that's a prop without there being negligence. To Dominic's point and to your point, yes, we live in a new age. We live in the age of COVID. We could do everything right. We could socially distance. We can mask up. We can take every precaution, but people will get sick and people will die. So in this particular case, a man died and now people are pointing fingers. It's going to be the evidence. It's very easy after the fact to say what's happening. But through discovery, for example, the lawyers will be able to look at things like, did anyone complain? Not after the fact, but contemporaneously. Are there emails? Are there text messages? Were there meetings? Is there proof that vaccine cards were vetted? Is there proof that people hit, maybe roadies amongst themselves said, hey, listen, I got a cough. I can't taste anything. Don't say anything. In other words, was it kept from the KISS management people and the KISS band? So all of this evidence is going to come out where we will see, are people talking in hindsight? Are they Monday morning quarterbacking? Or did KISS actually turn a blind eye and create a hazardous environment where now we know, tragically, someone died?
Well, you know, all right, so guys, stay with me, if you will. Hold on one second. I'm going to hold that thought because I want to hear it. It has been a tough issue. We're going to have more on this after the break. But before that, there is this PSA, part of it, by Gene Simmons that he put out in March of 2020 during quarantine. I wanted everyone to hear. Take a listen.
I just want you to consider the following. During World War II, 50 million people died. Your grandparents were asked to serve. Many of them gave the ultimate sacrifice. You know what's being asked of you? Stay at home, sit on your rump, binge watch Twilight Zone all day long while people risk their lives and bring you food. So let's get over ourselves.